CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
This is Donna Marion for CJNU, and I'm here talking to Jordan Van Sewell. And it's about Krampus. What does he represent? Where does he come from?
Krampus started out as a primal, pagan, satire type of character. There's nothing evil about Krampus. He was presented with the naughty list to deal, as he should, with those who don't deserve and won't be getting any presents. So for me, doing this role as Krampus is absolutely absurd, but it needs to be done.
So I understand it's his job to give out heroes and zeros.
I've put my own twist on it and hand out hero zero pins, which I think make a really good gauge on good and bad, depending on a device that I've devised to make that call for me, which is simply spinning a wheel and you either land on the good or the bad.
We're looking at the Krampus dial right now, and there's a red arrow that I need to spin.
Oh my gosh. It looks like it landed on the black. I'm going to give you a zero pin, but you could be a hero one day because the hero zero pins come as a set. So it not only represents your bad side, but potential to be good as well. The spinning wheel has replaced the traditional Krampus punishment, which is the really bad people. The bad kids end up in the basket and they get shipped off to the depths of hell to burn in the eternal flame. So that's not very forgiving at all. But the New World Krampus that I'm trying to promote was raised on Disney. So there's a lot of leeway there. Although there is a message, it's a little less harsh.
And that was local artist Jordan Van Sewell. This is Donna Marion for Slice.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.